So Alan Chater has been attacked. Well, Alan joins me on the line now. Listen, Alan, why should I tell your story? I'm sure you can tell it better than me.
Well, I came home early from work, really, to spend a bit of time with the family. I'd been working quite hard, and it was in February this year, and it was 6:30, so it was dark. We heard some noise upstairs, but put it down to the kids running around. We've got two kids, 3 and 5. We have another child. She wasn't there at the time. And two kids were at home. My mother-in-law, who's elderly and with Parkinson's disease, my wife, obviously, and myself, and the nanny. And we heard some noises upstairs, and we thought it was the kids mucking around. And then we soon realized it was an awful lot of noise, and the kids were actually in the next room just watching TV. So you have that sort of heart-stopping moment where you do sort of realize exactly what it was that was going on. And you don't really know what to do because you're not programmed to think of your house as being invaded, really. So I ran to, without much thought, really, ran to get something. My wife and the nanny put the kids in the corner of the kitchen with my mother-in-law. And I don't keep weapons or anything in the house. So, you know, I grabbed the first thing that was near there, which, frankly, useless, was my little daughter's tennis racket, which is not strong enough for anything. But I did press the panic alarm. And at that stage, by the time I came back to try and be with the family, there was one guy running down the stairs with a crowbar, a crash helmet, and a balaclava, basically screaming and shouting that he was going to kill me. And I tried to stand in between him, and there were 5 others behind him, actually, all balaclavaed up. And you don't really know what's going on. You don't know why they're there. They obviously knew we were in the house, so they're with intent. It's a bit like a scene from a movie, and it all happens very quickly. But the next thing I know that I'm basically in a situation with this guy where I'm trying to hold him off, and he's hitting me with a crowbar quite severely. To this day, I still, and the doctors don't know how come I didn't break anything, but maybe it was just luck. I don't know what it was. And I managed to hold him off for quite some time in the hallway.
Did they hurt the children at all or not?
No, thankfully not. They were hidden. They did hear an awful lot of screaming and shouting and abuse and all sorts and the alarm going, so they were quite terrified. So, we were worried. Poor mother-in-law was going to have a heart attack, actually, because she's quite elderly. But, you know, basically my wife came out and started shouting at the guy because at this stage I was on the ground and he was beating me with a crowbar. And it's quite severe. I mean, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, you're okay, but it's quite scary because it only takes one hit on the head from that. I mean, it was pretty severe, you know, beating. I mean, I was in barefoot. What am I going to do? You know,
what did the other people do while they were there? I mean, the other robbers.
Well, others just all hung around behind, if I'm honest. Thank God they didn't get involved. They were all there, though, from what I hear and what I've heard from the police. These are regular criminals. They were caught not just for our robbery. They were caught for countless robberies. And they were also caught for another violent one. So the sentences that came out were very light considering.
These guys came into your home. They threatened you. They beat you in front of your children, although luckily they were shielded from this. And what happened when they went to court? What sort of sentences did they get?
One of them got 5 years. And the others really got a range of between 2 and 3.
So most of them are going to be out in 2 years' time?
Or
less, in fact.
Well, less, because I assume they've been in custody since February when they got caught. So.
And when you heard what the judge said, I mean, what was the feeling? What did you suddenly feel like?
I couldn't understand it. In his summation, he basically said, this is, you know, the most heinous crime. This is a horrible thing. This is as bad as it gets. And then I expected a sentence, which I believe, for aggravated burglary, is usually something in the region of 7 years. And he came out with these sentences. I was quite horrified, really. I felt sorry for the police as well, who'd done a huge amount of work.
What did the police say to you afterwards?
Well, there's not a lot they can say, except, you know, they understand if I feel aggrieved. But, you know, to be fair, they did their job. You know, that's as far as they can take it. There's not a lot else.
But they must be furious, I would have
thought. I'm sure they are. They put, I mean, countless hours into it. I mean, a big team of guys. And this supposedly, as I say, was a big group of criminals that are quite well known.
Are you going to move?
Well, no, I don't think so. We're going to, you know, it was a, and is always a nervousness. And obviously, We'll see how we go. I don't think it's an easy decision to make. I heard what you said earlier about a lot of people do, and it did, we did consider it greatly, but you know, we try not to because I think it's giving in at that.
How damaging, not only physically, psychologically to people is having their own private space invaded like this?
James, I think that's the point, really. You know, your house is your sort of sanctuary, your safety, and people breaking in at that time of the day when you're completely at ease, it's terrifying, really. And I agree with you. You live with the consequences for many, many years, if not forever.
What would you like to say to Ken Clark, the Justice Minister, who doesn't think prison works and thinks that short sentences are a bad idea?
I would like to say you should have been me on the 1st of February and see what happens, because it's very easy to say. But obviously what else we're doing isn't working either. A deterrent has proven to work in many countries.
Hmm.
We just don't really have proper deterrents. We don't use them when we have them, in my view.
Alan, it must have been very frightening. My best wishes to you and your family, and good on you coming out and actually speaking about it publicly as well, because it will help an awful lot of people.
Thanks, James.
Alan, thanks very much indeed.